Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is entering into God's rest. Now, there's a lot of different kind of rest, isn't there? You can rest from playing sports. You can rest by watching TV, but this is God's rest. God's rest has everything to do with believing Him and what He says and what He does and what He can do for you. Remember the scripture in Hebrews chapter 4, I think it is, that says, "Let us therefore labor to enter into God's rest." There's a rest set aside for the children of God, and we're supposed to labor to enter into that rest so we won't fall into unbelief. That's what happened to the Old Testament saints. They fell into unbelief. They wouldn't believe God, and they died in the wilderness. They did not enter into the promised land. And if we don't enter into God's rest, we won't enter the promised land either. Now, that's not to say we won't go to heaven. It means we won't have peace. We won't have joy. We won't have all the qualities and the fullness of God that we should have. We'll be all frustrated and all upset all of our life. And we'll die in depression. Who wants that? As Christians, we want to live in God's power and authority, and the only way to do that is to live in His rest. So when we labor to enter into God's rest, we do everything we can to believe God, because the unbelief is not good, and we don't want to do that. So when the scripture says, "No weapon formed against you will prosper," and that's God is saying that, then it will. It'll prosper. Let me take you back to how it happened. God created the heavens and the earth and all of the animals and the people and everything else, and He did it, and then He sat back and He said, "You know what? I did a really good thing. I'm going to rest from all my work." 7 days. The seventh day He rested. Now, it's like an architect. Architect builds a building, but he first sits down and plans it out. He makes a whole map, a road map, to say, "This is what I need to do. These are the materials I need. This is what I do." Jesus said, "What man would build a house without first sitting down and counting the cost, lest he get in the middle of it and fail, and everybody laugh at him?" So God sat down, planned it all out, and then said, "You know, this is really good." And He rested from on the seventh day. And He rested knowing that Reverend John may feel depressed someday, or he may go through some stress or difficulty, or you, or the neighbor, or all the billions of people on the earth. And He knows every situation, every trial and temptation. And that doesn't affect free will. You still have free will. He just knows it ahead of time. And He works around it to fulfill the prophecy or the scripture that says, "All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purposes." They work to good because God's there working. Now, all this hangs around believing and not believing. The Old Testament saints died in the wilderness because they didn't believe, because of unbelief. We walk in faith because we believe. And if we believe, we believe that God is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So today, as you walk through life, and go through trials and temptations and sorrows and pain and suffering and all the other stuff that goes on, do everything you can do to enter into His rest. If God sat down and said, "It's good, I know it's all going to work out," then you sit down and say, "It's good, it's all going to work out." Don't fret. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. Don't be stressed. Labor not to do those things, not to be in those attitudes. Take that positive attitude and say, "No, God is in control." He was in control in creating His creation and doing all that's necessary. And He can be in control of your life. And that means you make Him Lord of your life. If He's not Lord and you are, then you're struggling. But if you rest in Him, He'll take care of everything for you. So today, as you move on through all the trials and tribulations, do everything you can do to rest in God. God bless you and have a great day.